Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Well, it actually does end.
Oh.
7 to 10 Eastern time, 7 days a week. So in that respect, it never ends in that we're 7 days a week.
Well, if you consider LRN.FM as a single show, it never ends. That's a 24-hour
That is a truism. You're speaking things that are true.
Nobody tells the truth.
On tonight's episode of Things That Are True, our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
Nobody.
And we've been talking about all sorts of fun things, including this bit from Tacoma, Washington, where apparently at least two have been injured after a Tacoma police car plows through a crowd of pedestrians after the police were called to some folks who were spinning their tires and or racing, possibly.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Well, if they were spinning their tires an hour before when the police were called and they were still spinning their tires, an hour later when the police arrived, they were definitely up to something. That's probably a race, because, you know.
I thought I was going to be racist with you. Yes, I'm a person who likes racing. That makes you a racist. All right, let's go to...
Why are you in such a hurry?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. One of my gripes and one of the things that I battle is when I go to call up an office and I get, please listen carefully as our menu options have changed.
I'm sorry, Tom. If you'd like to be on the air, please press 3 now.
And please, to speak to an agent, say agent. They want me to navigate menus. They want me to babble to a robot. And instead, if it won't, I just wait for a person to answer. And if a person doesn't answer, that means they want me to call a different business. And sometimes, you know, if I'm straightening out a bill and they don't answer the phone, okay, they don't want the money, and they wind up incurring the cost of a collection agency.
Yeah, the next time, Tom, you encounter one of these, you can have a little bit of fun. And that is if you get drunk before you call, and you say something like, speak to an Asian, right? Sounds like you said speak to an Asian. They'll go, you'll hear the automated voice go, okay, transferring you to an agent now.
Well, what I was thinking about would be hilarious, is if somebody who takes a similar view of these machines that are installed in order to degrade and humiliate customers, what happened to be at the Save America rally, the so-called, and they went there maybe because they're just in favor of gun rights. And then they hear all these speeches, and they're horrified, and they're just plain shocked when they overhear conversations among the crowd on the way to the Capitol about the things they're planning to do. So let's say they try to call Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Rashida Tlaib. They have these kinds of systems on their congressional telephones.
I'm sorry, Tom, I have to stop you right there. I have to correct you. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's how the pronunciation is.
When you go, let's say they're calling up Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's office and they get this menu and they don't want menus. They want to talk to a person and a person doesn't pick up and it disconnects them and they say, okay, fine, be that way. Yeah. Trying to warn them about these crazy people that are on their way to storm the Capitol and they can't warn them because, oh, well, you have configured your phone system not to answer the phone when the caller won't navigate menus. Hey, that would be hilarious, I think.
Yep. If you've had enough of government, press 5.
Wow. And our whole audience
thanks
presses
for the call
5 at the same time.
I have a bit of experience with these things. These phone systems are called IVRs, or Interactive Voice Response Systems.
And that's like your business. You are a professional.
I don't really want to talk about that. But,
okay.
But I do have some experience in this area with phone systems and such. And I can tell you that it's like literally impossible for these larger corporations. I'm thinking large internet providers, you know, cable companies. I'm also thinking governments to employ enough people to actually answer the phone on, say, the fourth ring, you know, for everybody who calls at any given point in space and time.
Yeah, because sometimes you just get thousands of calls, I would imagine.
Yeah.
If it's like the that's the same way with running a server on the internet. You might have an hour when nobody connects to your server, and you might have another time when 10,000 people try to hit it at exactly the same time.
Yep. Now, to Tom's point, though, and again, having some experience in this field, most of them are not put together eloquently. Most of them are not put together in a way that treats the callers with respect. Most of them are not put together in a way that you would want to be treated if you were running that business.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, it's kind of irrational, because that's like saying that the menu of a computer program is disrespectful to you. You hear a voice and suddenly you expect the thing to be human, but it's not human. It's
right.
A machine.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got buttons.
Yep.
You know, humans don't have those.
I called one and it said something like, "Say whatever it is, whatever topic you're calling about." And then you say what you're calling about and the voice goes, "I can help with that, regardless of what it is."
Yeah, yeah.
You call and you're like, "Yeah, I'd like instructions on how to change a muffler belt on a 72 Delta 88. I can help with that. "No, you can't, muffler belts aren't a thing, right? You know.
Wow.
So, I mean, they are very programmed. Marketing people generally control the verbiage that's presented to you, or the personality. There's a little bit of art that goes into some of the voiceover stuff, where, like, you know, a person who does the voicing for one of these systems will record like this: 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And then that way when you call in and you hear the voice sound weird, they go, "You are caller number 5.
It's like a ransom note. They just use, you know, pieces cut out of other things.
Yeah, different fonts, different sizes, different colors. Yes, it's exactly like a ransom note at that point. So, but the other point I wanted to make about these phone systems that I think goes right along with what Tom was getting at is that most of these companies don't care. You're so small and minute to them. You're $50 or $100 a month that you're paying them, whatever it is. The cable company, I'm guessing, you know, the phone company for your cell phone, that type of thing. Like, you are just one of millions of customers. There's enough change that happens within the industry that they've already projected that they're going to lose you anyway to another company. But for every time you move from one company to another company, there's somebody from that company coming to their company that's dissatisfied with their service as well and tired of their IVR or their phone system.
Yeah. And of course, so, the fatalism of that is that you miss the case that if you do business with companies that are small enough that they actually are concerned about keeping all the customers that they have,
yes,
you're going to get much better service.
Indeed.
You know,
yeah.
You might pay a little more, but you're going to get much better service.
Yeah, but these large companies, you're just a number.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's to be expected, and that's actually vital to keeping the economy working, because if there were no diseconomies of scale, if there were only economies of scale, then you would get the leftist vision of what a free market will do, which is that every industry is dominated by one infinitely large competitor. But because of diseconomies of scale, because you get less efficient in some ways as you get larger, there will always, in most real markets, be
several major competitors.
603-283-6160 is our number if you'd like to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Koinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Koinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Koinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Free Talk Live. the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you would like to talk about. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, the number 603-283-6160 if you want to join in the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And nobody.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to those wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. And I can say for certain that I've used AnyPay as a consumer on many an occasion here in the New Hampshire area, and it is great. It is fast. I like it. The retailers also like it because it is fast. They get confirmations so quick. Those guys do an amazing job.
Yeah, it's a good product.
So we were going to talk about the state of California. This from the OCRegister.com. California lifts coronavirus stay-at-home orders and curfew statewide. The state will return to county-by-county regulations. Officials say Governor Newsom will address the issue later today. Make up your mind. Lift it or don't. Don't be like, okay, well, we're going to lift it here, but, like, your local, you know, ordinances still apply.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Local regulation is better than statewide regulation is better than federal regulation is better than international regulation, I would say. The bigger the jurisdiction, the worse the regulation becomes, because it becomes that much harder for dissenters to just be someplace else.
And I can say from all of these, we'll call them government oversteppings, mandates and such. The mask mandates, for example.
Who was that masked man?
We've seen here in New Hampshire where, at first, New Hampshire as a state didn't do anything as far as the masks were concerned. Folks were kind of wearing them. And then a few select areas in New Hampshire, the city of Keene, for example, a couple of other cities, we're like, okay, well, we're going to write a mask mandate for our specific city. And so they did, and they put that into place with no voting, of course, that, you know, nobody had any choice.
Yeah.
Not you.
Nobody didn't get the choice. They didn't ask me.
And so they put that in. So I was able to, for example, stop shopping at places in Keene.
Right.
Because I would just go to places outside of Keene where there was no mask mandate. I didn't have to wear one. And life was fine. Everything was hunky-dory. Except for when I came to Keene, I was like, oh, gosh, I hate coming here when I have to buy something from, like, you know, the Home Depot or whatever. Something that only is here in Keene and not near, you know, where I live, because I'm about a half hour outside.
And the problem with that sort of thing is there are storekeepers who are legitimately afraid of the Robin, of the Rona. They're actually afraid. And there are other storekeepers who have a sign up on their door that says they're afraid, more or less, but they're really not afraid. Now, given my choice, I want to shop with the guy who's not afraid.
Right.
Because I don't want to impose myself on somebody who doesn't want my business.
Right.
I want to do business with somebody who's going to go out of his way to keep my business. So I want to go to the store that wants me as a customer. But as soon as the law requires those people to lie to me, then I just go in whatever store is closest. What? And I ignore the rule because I don't regard it as a message from the property owner. I regard it as a message from the state. And screw them.
Right. And you make a good point because they have muddied the waters. It's less possible for somebody to know what business aligns with your personal philosophies.
Yeah.
In this particular regard, because it's a blanket, one-size-fits-all situation mandate.
Uh-huh.
One-size-fits-all mandate. All stores must now require, and then they make these stores be the enforcement arm of these mandates.
Yeah, which it's amazing that some poor 16-year-old kid hasn't gotten killed trying to enforce some of these ridiculous mandates.
Right.
Because, you know, it's frightening when you go into three stores looking for food and none of them will serve you. You know, it's like, well, I have to eat.
Yeah.
So this is not going to work out well for me if I can't find somebody who will sell me food without demanding that I violate my morals.
Right. Or even those who have, say, a medical exemption, for example. Those people get treated as if they are scum.
Because sometimes, some places, and that's the thing. That's how I know the difference sometimes between a storekeeper who wants my business despite my being non-masky and a storekeeper who doesn't want my business because I'm not wearing a mask. Is the latter one is more likely to tolerate his employees treating me like I have three heads, in which case I'm not going to go back to that store. I'm going to go someplace else.
Yep. Yeah, it certainly is something that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But California apparently lifted the regional stay-at-home orders across the state Monday in response to improving coronavirus conditions.
Yeah.
How did they evaluate that?
Well, they used tests that lie. I don't know. Maybe they told them to lie less. Maybe they, maybe they just did fewer iterations of the PCR, and so they found out things were improving.
They've returned the state to a system of county-by-county restrictions at this point. The order had been in place in San Francisco Bay Area, San Joaquin Valley, and Southern California, covering the majority of the state's counties. The change will allow businesses such as restaurants to resume outdoor operations in many areas. You know, in the middle of January when everybody loves to eat outdoors.
In parts of California, you can eat outdoors in January.
Well, right. Not in Northern California.
Not in all of it.
Yeah. Though local officials could choose to continue stricter rules. The state is also lifting a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew.
Because, again, that virus is such a party animal. It's really out there at night. It's so excited. It wishes it could find people to party with.
Don't let your daughters out after 10 p.m. in California, or the Rona might corrupt them.
Don't let them out in D.C. or Biden might get them.
Oh, the sniffer. 603-283-6160. En route is more Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
We're going to get you on this way.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Pfizer to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey. Who do you think you
are? Excuse me.
There is no video, audio, loudness.
No, I have work today.
You ain't going to make it.
Wait,
you
know, now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at victimlesscrimespree.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House of Representatives has delivered an article of impeachment against Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following article of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate.
Senators will be sworn in tomorrow, trial set to begin February 9th. The Senate voted this evening to confirm Janet Yellen as the first female Secretary of the U.S. Treasury.
The nomination is confirmed.
The vote was 84-15. President Joe Biden signed an executive order this afternoon to revitalize America's manufacturing industry. About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes. USA Radio News. The first case in the U.S. of a new variant of coronavirus from Brazil has been found in Minnesota. It was detected in a traveler from Brazil. It's one of four variants being closely watched by officials at the CDC. It had only been reported in Brazil and among four travelers from Brazil to Japan. The Biden administration has re-implemented a travel ban to dozens of countries to stop the spread of the coronavirus variants. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made the announcement today.
Beginning tomorrow, international travelers to the United States must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days of travel.
The ban affects travelers who have recently been to South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, and 26 countries in Europe, along with China, Iran, and Ireland. The CDC has also signed an order requiring masks on all airplanes, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshare vehicles for all travelers 2 and older. New York and California are loosening restrictions as hospital capacity improves. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Between Segment Discussion Live. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That was before now. Now it's Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I say that because sometimes the discussion between segments is better than the actual segments themselves.
But if you want to hear it, you got to come to Keaton, New Hampshire.
Well,
and we don't have that much room in the studio.
And, you know, it is a freer version of Free Talk Live.
Well, the FCC doesn't F with our communications.
Right. That is true. And so we're more apt to have more open dialogue with, well, more cuss words, really. Let's just say what it is.
Well, it's
you
true.
Know, we're able to sort of, you know, speak like the truckers we are.
Yes, yes. I was actually a cab driver. It's the same idea.
I drove a van, so, you know, I wasn't really a trucker.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have the CDL, so I guess that wouldn't really qualify as a trucker. What's that movie with, it's an old movie where...
Convoy.
No. Not Breaker 1-9, Rubber Duck. No, it's where, it's like Harvey, is it Harvey Keitel? It's the one, oh, it's From Dusk Till Dawn, where like the family's traveling around in the camper, and they end up going to this, what appears to be a biker bar, that later turns out to be a bar full of vampires. But they walk in, and it appears to be a biker bar, but no, it's really a trucker bar. And so there's words being said, and the guy says, well, you see that RV outside? I had to get a CDL and learn how to drive that. Technically, that makes me a trucker. And that, like, somehow bought him the respect of the establishment.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes if you can you know, sometimes finding something in common with people is the best thing you can do. I saw a great segment of Saturday Night Live. It was Black Jeopardy, they called it, and it was an all black version of Jeopardy, okay, with one white contestant on it in a Make America Great hat. And the thing is, he was the joke of the whole thing was his responses were like stereotypically black. And so, you know, like when they talk about elections, he's like, oh yeah, all that was decided months ago, you know, and the black folks are like, yeah, how does he know that? You know, white people aren't supposed to know that. And so it was really cool that, you know, by the end of it, the guy who's playing the host is just like, well, we're just going to come back and play the national anthem just to see what happens.
So we've been talking about California lifting its stay-at-home orders and its curfew statewide, so that now if there is going to be curfews and stay-at-home orders and masking and all that stuff, it's going to be handled on a county-by-county basis, which apparently it is, because according to this article, the three largest counties in California all have their own restrictions in place. So this may not be as newsworthy as one would hope.
Well, it remains newsworthy for the people who aren't in those three largest counties, or even for people who can escape those three largest counties and do their shopping in the next county over.
Yeah. This says,
instead of having to drive to, you know, Vegas to shop.
This says, together we changed our activities knowing our short-term sacrifices would lead to longer-term gains.
Yeah, there's no reason to believe that. There's been no scientific studies that show that shutdowns are better in the long run than not having shutdowns.
In fact, there's been studies done that say the exact opposite of that.
Isn't that interesting?
COVID-19.
But if you don't obey the shutdown, you hate science.
Yes, that's right.
Because you've actually read the studies.
He goes on to say, COVID-19 is still here, still deadly, so our work is not over, but it's important to recognize our collective actions saved lives, and we're turning a crucial corner. Dr.
We don't
Thomas.
Know that. Again, you're just, yeah, you're pulling that directly out of your rectal region, sir. You don't know that.
That was Dr. Thomas Aragon, the state's public health director, who said that in a statement.
Yeah, see, first he was a doctor, and I thought, well, maybe he does know something, but then it turns out he's actually a bureaucrat, so probably not. If he could make patients happy, he'd make more money as a doctor.
Governor Gavin Newsom, was, because that's what he does, right? He's like, oh, you want freedom? No, son!
There you go.
Governor Gavin Newsom was expected to address the public later Monday. Public officials in some of California's major cities and counties indicated they could soon lift local restrictions, too. We will be moving forward with some limited reopenings, including outdoor dining and personal services, San Francisco Mayor London Breed said in a tweet.
Oh, God, I need some personal services.
Also, who names their kid London Breed?
London Breed?
Yeah, like, just as it sounds.
That's definitely a funky name.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that people frequently who make news have, like, completely unique names that you never would have imagined? Like, what was it? The Reality Winner is one that sticks in the head. Somebody made news named Reality Winner. And it almost, I can imagine the guys in the CIA writing these stories and being like, well, we don't want to give it a give that character a name that somebody actually has, so let's name him Reality Winner.
Right. Yeah, I notice that sometimes in these stories, people's names, especially if they stand out, rarely do you ever see somebody authoring one of these articles that's named like Bob Smith, you know, like something super common. But going on, Orange County planned to lift some restrictions as well, said Jessica Good, a spokesperson for that county's health agency. In Los Angeles County, home to 10 million people, Republican Supervisor Catherine Barger expressed support for opening outdoor dining, personal care services, and other industries, and said the state must balance public health with devastating social, emotional, and economic impacts of the virus.
Isn't it nice that that stuff matters now that Donald Trump is out of office?
They must balance it.
Because none of those things mattered just a short couple of weeks ago.
What matters to these people is that they control it now. They've taken away your right to transact freely, to gather as you freely wish to do, and now they're giving it back to you only under the auspices of their personal control.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if auspices was the right word there, but you get what I'm saying.
Wow, yeah, that's a 50-cent word.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll try to dumb it down. Keep it low for you.
Well, I mean, the thing is, 50-cent word is not nearly as expensive as it used to be. That's what my fourth-grade teacher told me not to use. So at this point, I think it has to be a $2 word before you've got a problem.
Yeah, you got to account for inflation.
It's true.
50-cent word back in... Well, pre-1913, anyway, you know, today would be, oh, man, what, like $300 or something?
a 50-cent word? Well, the dollar since the creation of the Federal Reserve, the dollar has lost, 2 years ago, it had lost 96% of its value. So what you could buy with a dollar in 1913, or with 4 cents in 1913, would now cost you a dollar.
Okay. So 50 cents then would be...
So like a candy bar would be a nickel back then, and now it's over a dollar. And it is.
How much would a 50-cent piece then versus now?
Well, they used silver pieces, 50-cent pieces then, so one of the ones that they passed is going to be worth about... I guess $50 now. I don't know if they use half dollars then.
There you have it. $50 now. 603-283-6160. Soon there will be more Free Talk Live in your ears.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's a horrible air drumming sound.
Yeah, it sounds like you're speaking mock Dutch.
Mock
like
Dutch?
Like the Swedish chef on the Muppet Show.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
Bork.
And that is our tribute to the Holland protesters who mostly peacefully burned down the COVID testing center. Kudos.
Mostly peacefully. 603-283-6160 is our phone number if you'd like to join the conversation. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night version. It's the old graybeard edition, starring me, the captain, and...
nobody.
We've been talking about this article from OC Register stating that California has lifted its stay-at-home mandate, I guess, as well as the curfew. So basically, they said martial law is sort of coming to an end at the state level. Now we'll just allow it to be a regional martial law.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if martial is the word you're looking for, because martial law is actually law enforced by the military, and I don't think they deployed the military there to do that.
Well, I mean, as militarized as the police have become.
Well, okay, yeah, they certainly do.
They qualify as a standing army, in my book.
The difference.
They qualify as a standing army, and if anybody has enough of these micro tyrants to be considered an army, it's probably California.
New York City also.
New York City
actually has its own foreign policy. Yeah. Did you know that they have, like, the New York City Police Department actually has a substation in Israel? They have their own
Why?
Foreign policy.
What? That makes...
Isn't it strange? Well, it is the Empire State. Maybe they're forming an empire.
Yeah. Isn't that redundant, the Empire State?
Well, you know, I would say New Hampshire is a lot less empire imperial than the New York government. So
but
they're,
I mean,
we're the live free or die state, and they're the Empire State.
Yeah. Going back to the article, under the system, a multi-county region had to shut down most businesses and order people to stay at home if ICU capacity dropped below 15%. An 11-county Northern California region was never under the order.
Now, of course, it's interesting that practically what that means is they put in more restrictions so more people drive further to get services, and so that gives them a perfect opportunity, if they actually have something, to spread it somewhere it isn't already prevalent.
Here's something that I continue to hate about government. It's always the condescending way in which they present information to you. For example, post 9/11, or immediately after 9/11, the TSA came up with that little color-coded danger chart, right? It reminds me of the...
Has it ever been anything but orange?
Yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of the Smokey the Bear fire danger, like when you go out into the forest and it'll say, fire danger, low, medium, high, right? You know, it reminds me exactly of that. Right, and I'm sure that's where they got it from. And so the TSA had one about the terrorism threat. How threatening is it, you know? Is it blue? Is it orange? Is it red? Is it purple? You know, that type of thing. So regarding California and their coronavirus stay-at-home order and their curfews, the state developed a system of color-coded tiers that dictated the level of restrictions on businesses and individuals based on virus conditions in each of California's 58 counties.
Wow.
Why? What? Okay, everybody, just so you understand, blue means you can't do anything and go anywhere and visit anybody for any reason whatsoever. I don't know what the color is.
Usually that's red.
Yeah, sure, fine. Yellow means go very fast. Oh, wait, no, that's traffic law. Sorry, my bad.
And that's from Starman.
It is from Starman.
Yeah.
Red means stop.
Yes.
Green means go. Yellow means go very,
very fast. I watched you very carefully.
The fact that they feel like they did something because they created a multicolor-coded tiers that dictate the level of restrictions.
Wow.
It's just,
makes you want to cry multicolored tears, doesn't it?
Most counties will now go back to the most restrictive purple tier because they've just about choked you out. That's when you turn purple, right? When you're getting choked out, just about before you die, you turn all sorts of purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most counties will now go back to the most restrictive purple tier, which allows for outdoor dining, hair and nail salons to be open, and outdoor church services. Bars that only serve beverages cannot be open.
Wow.
I'm telling you, the Rona is a party animal.
It is. They want it out of there, and so they're not going to let anybody party till they know they're not partying with that party animal virus.
You know, viruses...
I hear the virus loves cocaine, too.
Ooh.
Which leads to maybe that's how you kill it.
I am so more than frustrated with all of this hyperbole, this gyrations of statists for no reason.
Medical theater.
Viruses are going to come and go. It's a fact of human beings, right? It's a fact of human life. It's just going to happen. But I tell you what, government is never going to forget how easy it was to close down all of your entertainment, all of your religions, and take away all of your freedom to travel.
And take all the joy out of life, basically. Yeah. I mean, the only reason to be alive at this point is... things might be better in the future, because there's certainly not much point now.
Well, and to fight for that.
Yeah.
You know, be that type of... be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
So, the county-by-county tier system uses various metrics to determine the risk of community transmission and apply a color code. Purple, red, orange, or yellow, which corresponds to widespread, substantial, moderate, and minimal, respectively. Panic. Why don't they just have a heat map on Google? Why don't they just overlay a heat map on Google with these color codes and be done with it?
They could do that.
Yeah. As of the weekend, California has had more than 3.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and zero flu. It doesn't say
what?
Zero flu. It doesn't say that in the article. I'm making an editorial statement.
Is that one of the states where the flu deaths have dropped to zero?
No, actually, it was Washington State where it was before the first of the year. The month of December, zero flu cases, which has never happened in recorded history. Well, at least recorded flu history, anyway. So, yeah, a bunch of cases and a bunch of statists trying to make themselves
look useful.
More useful than they actually are.
I mean,
make themselves look more useful than they actually are, to you, anyway.
Yeah.
Get you to believe that crap.
Well, I mean, if they looked as useless as they actually are, I mean, people would shoot them on sight.
I used to have a thing about what they're going to do about the ugliness of government, and by that I meant, I'm trying to remember what it was. I used to rail on how ugly everybody in government is.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the health minister from Europe, the one who's, oh my God, is just the most horrible human being I've ever seen.
Do as I say, not as I do.
It's like, I'm not taking health advice from this woman. I mean, she's broken. She's clearly completely broken.
I mean, you know, to that point, when exactly did government become your doctor? When exactly did government be the entity that's going to dish out cures?
Yeah, I mean,
viruses.
Usually they're in the business of killing people.
Yeah.
Or at least ruining their lives.
But all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, the government's my doctor now. You know, every human body is different from every other human body.
And government has nothing but one-size-fits-all solution.
Yeah. And so to allow such a behemoth, a mega corporation.
Are we back to the health minister from Europe again? Because you said behemoth.
to allow such an institution as government to be the doctor of entire countries, if not the world.
Yeah, an organization that just generally kills people.
It's the most ridiculous thing, I think, at least to date. I'm sure it'll get more. We have not reached peak dumb. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.